This is a moment to reflect on the power we receive by being united. As Sister Sharon Eubank teaches, that kindness invites the power of God.
Gordon's mother told him if he would finish his chores, she would make him a pie. His favorite kind, just for him. So Gordon went to work on getting those chores done, and his mother rolled out the pie. His older sister Kathy came into the house with a friend. She saw the pie, and she asked if she and her friend could have a slice. "No," Gordon said, "it's my pie. Mom baked it for me, and I had to earn it." Kathy snapped at her little brother. He was so self-centered and ungenerous. How could he keep this all to himself? Hours later, when Kathy opened the car door to take her friend home, there on the seat were two napkins folded nicely, two forks set on top, and two wide pieces of pie on plates. Kathy told this story at Gordon's funeral to show that he was willing to change and show kindness to those who didn't always deserve it. "This world isn't what I want it to be. There are many things that I want to influence and make better. And frankly, there's a lot of opposition to what I hope for. And sometimes I feel powerless. Lately, I've been asking myself searching questions. How can I understand people around me better? How will I create that union of feeling when everybody's so different? What power from God might I access if I'm just a little bit more unified with others? From my soul searching, I have three suggestions, and maybe they'll help you too. The first one is have mercy. Jacob 2:17 reads, "Think of your brothers and sisters like unto yourselves, and be familiar with all and free with your substance, that they may be rich like unto you." Let's replace the word substance with mercy. Be free with your mercy, that they may be rich like unto you. We often think of substance in terms of food or money, but perhaps what we all need more of in our ministering is mercy. My own Relief Society president recently said, "The thing I promise you is that I will keep your name safe. I will see you for who you are at your best. I will never say anything about you that is unkind, that's not going to lift you. I ask you to do the same for me because I'm terrified, frankly, of letting you down." So let's not judge each other. Let's not let our words bite. Let's keep each other's names safe and give the gift of mercy. I leave my testimony in the words of the Lord Jesus Christ's humble, timeless prayer, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us.
That was an excerpt from Sister Sharon Eubank's talk, "By Union of Feeling, We Obtain Power with God." This is a moment to reflect.